St. Petersburg Republican Jeff Brandis is the Senate bill's main sponsor.
This bill provides an exemption for criminal penalties for the lawful gun owners carrying a concealed weapon or firearm while in the act of complying with a mandatory evacuation order issued during a state of emergency. That's the bill.
The NRA-backed bill originally pitted the gun rights group against the Florida sheriffs after the sheriff said the language in the measure was too vague for both citizens and law enforcement. That tanked the measure last year in the Senate. But since Brandis amended the bill this year to include a time frame for how long people have to evacuate, both the NRA and the Florida sheriffs have put aside their differences to support the bill. Still, even with the new change, not everyone in the Senate is supportive of the measure. That includes Fort Lauderdale Democratic Senator Chris Smith, who questioned Brandis Wednesday about the need for the bill if people just go through Florida's concealed weapons permit process.
Because I'm trying to get realistically, all those that are concerned about not being able to take their guns in an evacuation, by the time this becomes law that gets passed through House and Senate, signed by the governor, implemented, those persons that are concerned and all the emails we're getting that they want to take their guns, they can actually go through the lawful procedure that we have established in this state, and there wouldn't be a need for this bill if they go through the lawful procedure that we've established in this state.
Brandis maintains his bill is designed specifically for lawful gun owners who don't have the time to get a license and are leaving their homes during an evacuation. Other arguments for the bill include making sure residents have their guns so looters don't steal them. But some senators, like Orlando Democrat Geraldine Thompson, worry law enforcement won't be able to tell the difference between law-abiding citizens and looters.
So let's assume that a looter does come into a dwelling and take a gun that has been left behind. How would that individual or any individual establish that they are legally entitled to have the weapon?
And Delray Beach Democratic Senator Maria Sachs has a problem with the bill's implications.
This is a major change in the law that would give everyone in the state the ability to arm themselves. But in all my years here in Florida, I have never seen a problem that we would need to change the law to arm people to protect themselves. What prompts you to want to change the law as it exists today?
But Brandis says he's trying to prevent law-abiding citizens from the unintended consequences of violating the technical aspects of the concealed carry law.
If they're on foot, it's hard to comply with current law. And if there's technical violations, you can be technically in violation of the law, even if it's in your vehicle, if you're not doing those very specific things that the law requires you to. You have to have it outside of the easy reach of your person. You have to have it in a locked glove compartment box and something along those lines. But if you put it just underneath your seat, or if you put it in the side of the door, that could be considered carrying a concealed weapon with you. It could be considered a third-degree felony.
The measure is expected to come up soon for a vote in the Senate and is also headed to the floor of the House. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.